Today on Sports Card Investor, I'm pulling out some of my favorite cards from my personal collection and telling you which ones I'm selling now and why.
My name is Jeff Wilson. By day, I invest in tech companies, and at night, I invest in sports cards. Join me on my journey to profit from the hobby we all love.
Sports card investors, and welcome to another episode. I hope you're having an absolutely fantastic weekend out there. Such great NFL football taking place. We've got the NBA playoffs that have just been absolutely awesome. We've got Major League Baseball. We've got hockey. We've got the Premier League in soccer that has started back up again. What a time to be alive, right? With all of these sports happening at once. That's one way of looking at it. There's other things that maybe you could get a little down on right now, but we're not going to talk about that. We're going to focus on the fact that the sports world has been absolutely fantastic, and the sports card world has been absolutely fantastic as well. And boy, do I have some nice cards to show you today from my personal collection. I think you're going to enjoy seeing these. But a few of these I am putting up for sale as well, so we're going to talk about that in just a minute. I'm having a great week. We had a wonderful members-only live stream this past Wednesday where we opened up a few boxes of football cards and gave them out to the members while we were giving out investment advice and answering questions from the members. It was awesome. I would love you to be part of the next one. We do these at least a couple of times a month, and it's great to have everyone participate. You can go to sportscardinvestor.com and click on the membership tab for more information on our membership so that you can be part of our upcoming live streams. And by the way, guys, if you haven't yet, please click the subscribe button on our YouTube right now. Click the subscribe button, click the little bell icon so you're notified of new episodes. We certainly appreciate each and every one of you who does that. All right, guys, let's get into some cards here. So the cards that I pulled out for my PC to show you today are cards of the players who are part of the final four in the NBA playoffs. And the first guy I'm going to show you is one of the hottest players, certainly over the course of the last week, when his Denver Nuggets knocked off the heavily favored LA Clippers, and I am talking about Jokic. Jokic was actually on my list prior to the NBA season starting. I put together a top 10 list of NBA cards I was buying, and Jokic was number two on that list. In fact, on this YouTube channel, I talked about Jokic, and I am glad that I took my own advice and that I bought some of his cards. These are all cards right here of Jokic's that I bought right before the season started. So let's take a look. First of all, we start with his 2015 Prism base card, BGS 9.5. Very nice there. And then we get into the silver Prism, which the 2015 silver Prisms, pretty rare. The silver Prisms, especially for a PSA 10, this is a pretty low population count card. Really nice looking card as well. 2015 Prism, just so crisp and clean. The silvers look so nice in 2015 Prism. I'm a big fan of that card. But then we also have his light blue card in BGS 9.5 from 2015 Prism as well. Another one that I picked up. The blues are numbered to 199. It's a nice looking card there. And then finally, his orange card from 2015 Prism. Another nice looking card there. The orange cards are numbered to 65. So that is a Jokic orange rookie card. And by the way, his cards as a whole are up 36% in the last week. So as much as I love my Jokic cards, it's time to sell. These cards, in my opinion, one of the things you got to do as a sports card investor is you got to sell at the peak of the mountain. You never know when that's going to be. But if I have to guess, I think we might be at the peak of the mountain right now with the Denver Nuggets. Now, I could be completely wrong. They could go on to surprise the Lakers and they could win the championship. Who knows? And then I would have absolutely sold these Jokic cards too early. But my sense tells me they might run out of steam against the Lakers, probably time to sell these coming off a 36% increase over the last week. So those are currently going to be in the process of being sold. Let's talk about another extremely hot player on the Denver Nuggets, Jamal Murray. And I wish I owned more Jamal Murray cards, but I do own a couple. Thankfully, I bought a couple before the season started. This is his 2016 Donruss rookie card, his Donruss in BGS 9.5. I love the backs of these Donruss cards. Isn't that a cool looking clean back? I mean, that is a neat looking card, especially in the back. Nice looking Donruss card there. But this one's even prettier. This one I bought at the National last year. The price tag is actually the price that the dealer had on this card at the National. Whenever I buy a card at a card show that has the price on it, I like to keep the price on it, right? Because it reminds me of what this card was worth at one point in time. This card's worth a lot more now. And I actually did not pay that for it. That was the dealer's asking price, but I negotiated down at the National. I think I ended up paying $450 for this card, even though the asking was $600. And this is his RPA from Immaculate, Jersey Auto. This is one of those acetate cards, really, really nice card, on-card auto, numbered to 27. Card number 23 of 27. So a rare card, a really nice looking design. I really like those Immaculate RPAs. Jamal Murray's cards are up even more than Jokic's cards. Jamal Murray's cards are up 46%, 46% in the last week, which, much like Jokic, tells me it is time to sell. So those cards are up for sale currently right now as well, sadly. But let's move on to the team that, let's see, well, actually, we'll come back to the team that Denver is playing. Let's go to the other division, because I gotta make you wait for the LeBron collection. The LeBron collection is going to come in a minute, but you got to wait for the LeBron collection. That we got to wait for. But let's take a look how about Boston? How about we turn to Jason Tatum? Because Jason Tatum, another guy in my top 10 basketball cards to buy prior to the season, another guy who I have been high on. So I own some nice Jason Tatum cards, a little bit of a variety of Jason Tatum cards. This is a Golden Ink card, pretty cool right there. This is his rookie card, Golden Ink on card auto. This card is number 2 of 20. This is from Opulence, 2017 Opulence, number to 20 Gold Ink auto card. Pretty cool looking card there for sure. Then we have a Crown Royale, number to 25. Again, rookie card from Crown Royale, number to 25. Pretty sweet card as well. I like that one too. Very, very cool. Another card I bought at the National last year also has the price tag on it from the National last year. This is his Contenders rookie ticket card, number to 125 on card auto, BGS 9.5 with a 10 autograph. Again, number to 125, his rookie ticket auto card. Pretty sweet card there for sure. And then I think an underrated card, Revolution. I like the design of these Revolution cards. This is 2017 Revolution on card auto, rookie autograph from Revolution. Again, another BGS 9.5 with a 10 auto card. It's a pretty nice card. I like those rookie autograph cards from Evolution. Nicely designed card there. Let's look at his Noir. This is his Noir RPA. And this one's real special because look, it's numbered 1 of 99. So that is his Noir RPA, patch of the jersey, on card auto from Noir 2017. Numbered 1 of 99. That is a pretty sick card, encased from Panini in the factory casing there. So that is really, really sweet. And then finally, I have one of his Prism Silvers, his heavily sought after Prism Silvers. This is a BGS 9.5 Prism Silver. So that is my Jason Tatum. Jason Tatum's cards are actually down 20% over the last 30 days. I am holding Jason Tatum. I am optimistic about Jason Tatum's future beyond this season. I am optimistic about Jason Tatum potentially becoming a top 5 NBA player. And I'm optimistic about Boston being relevant for many years to come. So I'm holding on to Jason Tatum. And his cards are down a little bit right now as well. So perhaps not the best time to sell. Let's look at the team that the Celtics are playing, the Miami Heat. Unfortunately, I only own one Tyler Hero card. That's all I own, but it was one that I pulled out of a pack of Prism this year, and here it is. And I pulled it out of a pack, and I sent it off to PSA for grading. It came back not too long ago as a PSA 10. It is his silver Prism rookie card. Pretty excited to have that one right now as a PSA 10, but I am going to sell it. I am selling this Tyler Hero card right now because unlike almost every basketball card, the basketball market as a whole has dipped quite a bit over the last 30 days, but not Tyler Hero. He's one of the few that has gone up in the last 30 days. His cards are up 20% in the last 30 days, up an additional 5% in the last week. I think it's time to sell Tyler Hero. So that card is actually going to be up for sale. All right, now let's look at the Lakers because I got some Laker cards for sure. First of all, let's start with Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis, a player who I still think is undervalued. I still think is underappreciated. He's out in LA. He's going to be the face of that organization for some time to come beyond perhaps LeBron's retirement at some future point in time, although that may not be happening anytime soon. But I like Anthony Davis. If you cannot tell from the number of Anthony Davis Prism rookie cards that I have. These are all PSA 10 Gem Mint Anthony Davis Prism rookie cards. I have amassed the collection. I was buying all of these over the last couple of years. Some of these from the National, some of them prior to the National, some of them since the National. So these are all his 2012 Prism Gem Mint 10 rookie cards. Fairly low population of these cards. I am not selling these right now. I am holding. I am holding because I am optimistic about the Lakers' chances of winning the championship this year. I also like Anthony Davis in general. And by the way, Anthony Davis's cards are down almost 37% over the last 30 days, which makes no sense to me. None. But it certainly means it's not time to sell. All right, guys, let's save the best for last here. We're at the last, so let's take a look at LeBron. Let me show you some of the LeBron collection here. First of all, I picked these two up earlier this year. It's the Prism, 2019 Prism, LeBron's first Prism card in a Lakers uniform. Really nice looking cards. I like that picture. I think those are really sharp looking cards. Both PSA Gem Mint 10, both silver Prism cards. Definitely collector's pieces for sure. Those are pretty sweet. And then we get into the rookie collection, starting with the 2003 Bowman Rookie and Stars LeBron James Chrome. Cool card, cool pose by LeBron. That's a Gem Mint 10. By the way, I've got this in one of those slab guard cases. I love these slab guard cases. That protect the case of the card as well, just to get a little extra damage protection. But I love these, love this LeBron Bowman Chrome in PSA 10. And then we get into the Topps Chrome LeBron James. First of all, I've got a 9.5 Topps Chrome LeBron James. I picked this up at a card show, not the National, but a card show here in Atlanta about a year ago. It is embarrassing how little I paid compared to what this card is worth today. These cards have gone up, these Topps Chrome LeBron cards have gone up tremendously over the course of the last year. Very, very happy that I picked that one up. Also very happy that I picked up these three beauties. Look at that. Those are the three PSA 10 Topps Chrome LeBron James cards. Check that out. These are beautiful, beautiful PSA 10 cards. Real crisp, real, real nice PSA 10 LeBron James Topps Chrome cards. Really, really happy to own all three of those. Love this LeBron James card. It's awesome to have three of these Topps Chrome rookie cards of LeBron James for sure. Am I selling these right now? Absolutely not. I am not selling LeBron. First of all, LeBron's cards are also down. They're down 17.3% over the last 30 days, which once again blows my mind. But to be quite honest, I think it's a good time to buy some more. I am not selling LeBron. He's got the potential upside of the championship with the Lakers this year. But even if that doesn't happen, I mean, you're talking about one of the absolute greatest of all time. Of all of the modern day basketball players who are currently still playing today, there is no more sure, more solid investment than LeBron James. So holding on to the GOAT, or at least the, you know, modern day 21st century GOAT, is certainly something that I intend to do. So those are not for sale. Guys, I hope you enjoyed seeing my cards of the players currently in the Final Four of the NBA. Hope you're enjoying your weekend. Please check out my membership program at sportscardinvestor.com. Click on the membership tab in the main menu bar to check out everything we have to offer there. And of course, once again, please hit the subscribe button on this YouTube channel and the little bell icon for notifications if you have not done so already. Thank you so much for joining today. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll see you back in a couple of days with our next episode. Take care.